we've known in the community that DACA was in danger and probably going to be rescinded for a while now. You know, the reaction yesterday was not, like, at least for me individually, very, like, passionate. It was more of like, I knew this was going to happen, and it was more of like, what can we do to protect our communities now?
Can you tell us how DACA has helped you so far? I mean, what are some of the details in terms of how that legislation has impacted your life?
Yeah, we already don't get the full financial aid that a regular student has, right? Or at least a citizen student has. So there is a gap in financial aid that undocumented students need to account for. And what the DACA program provided essentially was that work permit, right? That's the key part. And through that work permit, a lot of students are able to work and support themselves through college and make up for that gap in financial aid. Without the ability to work, I think it's going to become a real struggle in California to make up that gap in financial aid and sustain oneself in college, because there's not only tuition, but all the other expenses like books, meals, housing.
Yeah.
And that's just California. Like, imagine in Texas, Arizona, and all the other states where, you know, we don't have AB 540, which allows undocumented students to have in-state tuition. They don't have AB 130 or AB 131 that allows them to apply for scholarships and so forth. So, you know, in California, we're a little bit privileged as undocumented students to have these legislation that allows us to attain higher education more easily. But other states, I can only imagine the struggle.
You're going into your senior year, so I'm sure you're beginning to think about a job when you get out. So how is this going to impact your future moving forward, potentially?
Yeah, I mean, when I talk to my friends about it, so it's sort of like, you know, we work so hard to get his degrees. I major in political science, philosophy, and technology management. And, you know, I have these degrees that make me very qualified for, you know, high-level jobs, but now I can't even apply for them. You know what I'm saying? It feels like I've wasted my time, you know? Like, and then I feel like I contribute back to my community in a way that is legal. You know, like, I want to do things legally. It's not that I want to work under the table. Like, that's not something I want to do. And even and those jobs are just so labor focused. You know, they want to exploit you for your labor. Like, one of the summers I used to work for a resort, and I remember the work was so hard. Like, I literally went home and every part of my body was aching from doing, you know, that manual labor. And, you know, my dad was like, looked at me, he's like, you know, that's just the life that we live. You know, he's been doing it for so many years, and I just experienced it for one summer. And he just said, like, this is the way we have to live in this country. DACA at least allows me a way to not experience that. But without it, you know, I think that's the only opportunity that I have, sadly, after graduating college and having these resources at the UC.
Well, also, are you worried at all that you're right now on kind of a registry? You've given your name to the federal government, and essentially you're on a
yeah.
list. Is that something you're concerned about? If things get worse in terms of this immigration debate, that you could be targeted?
It's a real concern, definitely. I mean, like, we don't really know what they could do with that information. And of course, they made promises that that information won't be used to deport people. But they said they wouldn't take away DACA, and here we are now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just something that's really hard to think about right now.
Yeah. Oscar Zarate is a student at UC Santa Barbara. Well, we appreciate your time today. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you for having me.